Hello, Audioboo. Today is the 14th of July, and I'm live from the New Bingley Hall site village. So the last few years, I've been coming here, kind of like looking around, but thinking, yeah, nice, but can't afford it. Because of my job search and being self-employed, I can now get access to work to help me. So what it will mean is that I could look around and look at note takers and stuff. So my search today, apart from networking for my business, which by the way I got quite a few good things out of, apart from that, I looked a lot of note takers and standalone scanners, although I've decided not to go for that at the moment. But the Braille note takers, so I looked at the sight and sound ones. I looked at the Braille Sense. I looked at the HumanWare, the Braille Note Apex. I looked at the new Baum UK, which is from Germany originally. I looked at something else that I forgot what it was called. And I looked at something else that had HandyTech note takers. I looked at the two favourite ones for me were the Baum ones, because they were very lightweight, incredibly lightweight, but also the Braille Note Apex, because for my self-employed business, that had a lot more functionalities that I, as a business owner, would love. So it had address lists, which would be really good for my contact marketing. It had a database where I could, you know, manage all the orders. It had, email functionality, web browser, whereas I could possibly do orders on the go. So I'm very much tempted by the Apex, Braille Apex. And they're not a lot more expensive than the Baum ones. And the Baum ones didn't have speech, whereas the Apex does. Not that I necessarily need speech, but it is a good thing to have. And of course, all of those have iPhone connectivity as well, so that's really helpful. So that was kind of my main focus, but again, I did a lot of networking. We had some very funny, nice guides that we got on very well with. But yeah, the highlight really, I would say, for me was the Braille Note Apex, because as a business owner and, you know, for work, it had a word processor where I can type minutes. It has everything really that I would need on the go. So that's kind of my favourite. But I would suggest, if you go tomorrow, look out for the Baum UK. Their parent company is Baum Retech, which is a German company, as I said. And I think they're really up and coming in the UK. And their Braille displays have a very smooth feel to them and are quite smooth and quite lightweight and really good quality. The other thing I really am astounded of is Supernova, the newest version, can now read scanned PDF files. That excites me majorly, because the amount of conversions we had to do to get PDF to read when they were scanned in, it's incredible. And lastly, there was something else that I was thinking and I lost my train of thought. Watch out for an app called VoiceEye. It's still very, very hardly used. Only one or two buildings have a map of that now, but really do watch out for that one. That might be up and running. And I gave some constructive feedback to the guys, and I said, well, you know, you don't want to, you might want to, the people who are going to sign up to VoiceEye or who are going to upload VoiceEye might want to know which buildings are being planned, which buildings are maps are created for. So,
do you want me to wait around, because there's not really any other guides around, if I'm honest, they've all gone home. Did you want me to order you a taxi or anything?
So, have a look at that, and I said, sorry about that guys, I'm being interrupted here, but I'd really suggest, I said to him, if there's a new map for a building coming up, you might want to give people a heads up via email or, I don't know, in the app or something, so that they don't, you know, walk into a building and rely on other people while there was already a map around. So that was really good feedback, I'd say. And there was something else that I completely can't remember now. But that's kind of my highlight at the moment. Oh, the Cosmo Brailer. The Cosmo Brailer or Brailer Bossa is also quite fascinating because, as you know, Brailers, embossers are quite loud, and brailers are quite loud as well for that matter. This electric one is really quiet and you can emboss quietly as well, so that'd be something else that I might have a look at, either for the office or for my home use. So there you are, that's kind of my tips for Site Village. If you are going tomorrow, folks, go for it. It's You're probably going to say, oh, it's the same as normal. But there's a few new things around, like Balm UK. And, you know, have a look around, because I think it's always worth checking out what's new. Anyway, I am over and out, as it were, and I will talk to you all soon.